Simen Shin Chav Ches, Seif Chav Hei. Retia is like a bandage that person had on a maka, on a place where he hurt himself, and the retia, the bandage, fell off and fell on the floor, fell on the karka. You're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. And Mr. Burr explains the reason is because they're afraid used to be they would smear ointment on the retia, on the bandage, and they're afraid you're going to smear on it in order to smoothen out the places that are uneven on it, and smearing the bandage, lach the rice, of a machik. I was like, Shkiga Samonim, before you're going to start grinding up Samonim for a four, that doesn't apply over here. That's only by a fresh medicine you start on Shabbos. Here, this retia with the ointment on it was on before Shabbos. So, since it's on from before Shabbos, there's no problem Shkiga Samonim, but there's no Chashash Meruch. However, if the bandage did not fall on the floor, it fell off and landed on a kli, on top of on a chair, on top of a vessel of some sort, then you could put it back on Shabbos, because it's concerned as if it can move it off its place. If a bandage moves off its place, you're for sure allowed to put it back on its place. Shmuel brings a shiloh, that's only when the bandage fell off by itself. What if you intentionally took it off? Are you allowed to put it back on? Some say it's aser, some say it's mutter. Mishnah says if you took it off, planning to put it back on, fix it up, put it back on, then for sure it should be okay. Mishnah says when you put it back on, to be careful not to tie the kesh shakayama, which is a problem of kesh on Shabbos, to tie with a bow. The Mechaber says that to have a goy put on the bandage on Shabbos, it's mutter even first being put on now. And Mr. Burr explained to him about the case that somebody was that level of mitzvah chayli, the agaponim, that they should allow to do a shvus to shvus for the mokum mitzvah chayli, they could have a guy do a drabonim for them. The Ramah says that you could tell a guy to make a retia on a makah, on a chabura, on Shabbos. And, you know, making the retia itself involves a malach d'raisa machik, smoothing everything out and putting it together. Still, you can do it with a guy. And Mr. Burr explains here, talking about somebody who's chalak gufoy, he's not full of mishkov, or chalak gufoy. Then you can have a guy do a malach d'raisa. As opposed to, if someone's a mixes chayli, like we spoke about before in the machaber, so then he can't have a guy do a malach d'raisa, he can have a guy do a malach d'rabon, like putting the retia on for the first time. But to make the retia, which is the malach d'raisa, actual malach itself, that you can only do with chalak gufoy, not full of mishkov, something like that. Sivchav Vav, the machaber says that you could. The Megala, part of the Ratiya, take part of the Ratiya off and clean off the Maka there and put it down. Then pick up the other side of the Ratiya and fix up over there. Just the Ratiya itself, be careful not to fix up, not to clean, because end up doing Mereach, doing Machik smoothing over there. But to do part at a time and to clean off the Maka, not to clean the Ratiya, to clean off the Maka, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos. Sivcho Zayin, the Mechaber says that Maka is already healed. You can put a Ratiya, put a bandage on it. You're just protecting it from the air, protecting it from getting scratched. Shmuel explains, no chashash come to Shechik Samana or to Meruach. You're not so tumult over it, because really it's better. You're just putting something on to protect it, that nothing should happen to make it worse. The Mechaber says, Sivcho Ches, Mapishchem B'Shabbos. This is really the famous case in the Gemara. The Mishnayis of Mapish Mursa. If somebody has a blister, or a boil, or some sort of a wound on Shabbos, and he wants to pop it and make a hole. So if the reason why he's doing it is in order to widen the hole in the pia maka, like doctors do, and they do it for a few purposes, that they want to widen it, and this way the lecha comes out, avir ir gets in, that's therapeutic, it's good for healing. So that's a chayim shemaka patish of a siyas pesach, it's blachas reife, and that's usher, and it's malach l'raisa, to pop it on Shabbos, if that's your kavana. However, if you're just popping because you want to get the lecha out, the muscle, the pus out, especially if it's infected, you want to get the pus out, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. And the Mishnah explains to him about a case that you don't mind if it gets closed up right away afterwards, just trying to get the pus out, then it's fine. It's better if you can do it with a guy, but the Maisa, if you can't do the guy, it's fine, you can do it yourself. Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to take a thorn like a splinter on Shabbos using a machat, which is like a tweezer, as long as you're not doing it in a way that's going to make you bleed. If it's going to make you bleed, then it's a problem, though it's mekalkel on the bleeding, but mekalkel is also awesome in Rabbanon. Even though by the Mapis Shchin over here, we're going to discuss soon how making a hole to take the lecha also might be Isser Rabbanim, Chazar Mat Isser Rabbanim Shem Tzar, but taking out the thorn and taking out the splinter, which you could do without making yourself bleed, that there's no heter to be over Isser Rabbanim if there's a way to avoid it. Mashiach Engel over here, when you get the pus out, only way to do is to make a hole and be over an Isser Rabbanim, that Chazar Mat Isser Malkum Tzar. Even if there's some blood together with the lecha, that blood is already mixed with the lecha, it's already not considered part of the goof, and it's not a problem of making yourself bleed, it's not a problem of being Maitzi Dam and Tils Hashem on Shabbos. Now, it's mutter, the simple reason why it's mutter to make this hole, take the lecha out, take the pus out, because malach hashem tzichufa, and it's down to drabonon, and malkum tzara l'gaz drabonon, like we said. Even like those old malach hashem tzichufa chayiv, the rampas, like that over here, in this case, you could say, it's not the malach itself, you're only going to take the lecha out, it's not the malach with the ain't tzichufa, it's b'chlan not the malach, and there's no way you can make a patish, it's mutter. The Mishmur discussed somebody has a hole in their arm, it's called a pterus, and they have a hole, if the hole got closed up, questionable if you're allowed to open it up on Shabbos. Though, is it the same problem? You want it to stay open, it's Makkah Patish, or maybe since it was once open, you just got closed, you're reopening it, maybe it's better. You know, Kevin Claren, good child. You're allowed to put a retia bandage on the Torah on Shabbos, like we had on Sivcha Zayin, because it's already healing, you're just putting it to protect it. Some say it's Aser. You know, it depends also if there's a psikration, you end up doing a Malacha. Definitely changing the beggar or changing your tia place with a shal cover the bris would be mutter because in the role of Ravon and Mugan cover the bris, let goes Ravon. Also, if on the scratch, Shchin on Shabbos would be a problem if it's going to cause himself to bleed. This blood that's going to come out now is not mixed with the lech, not mixed with the pus, it would be a new problem of causing one to bleed on Shabbos.